Go ahead and bring up our first rising star. How about from Team Beyond Organic? Let's have a quick chat with Jenny Smith.
How are you? Yeah.
Jenny, we were talking backstage, and it seems to me you've come into network marketing from an unusual direction. I know you saw a lot of success in corporate America, and then you started to see some success on the corporate side of our industry, of multi-level marketing. But something happened. And as your upline put it, you jumped from the dark side onto the light side. Can you tell us a little bit about that transition of going from the corporate side of things to the distributor side of things?
I started drinking my own Kool-Aid, but in Beyond Organic, we call it Suero Vive. And so I remember being on stage at convention. I was the vice president of marketing and communication for a network marketing company. And I would get right about there and stand up and talk to all of you people out there and tell you how lucky you were to be part of the best industry in the world, which you already know. And then I'd go back to my desk and I'd work 80 hours a week, like so many of you. And then I'd come home from those long days and be a cranky wife instead of the wife my amazing husband deserved me to be. And I finally recognized when people, very important people, Mike and Kate Battistelli people, were kind enough to love me and share with me that this was an opportunity that I could do well with. This was an opportunity they believed I could succeed in if I would just take it. And Mary Lou Henner says you have to choose your heart. She's talking about health. But isn't that what network marketing is too? Don't you have to choose your heart? Network marketing's hard. It's okay. We can admit it. Network marketing's hard, but choose your hard. And 80 hours a week for me was too hard. And this is not so bad.
Now this time up here with Mike, Mike's kind of like my cranky wife. He's a little bit irritable. You are. What has been the best thing that has happened to you so far on this trajectory, going from where you were at to where you are now?
Probably the fact that when people shake my underwear, money falls out as well. That's been a big deal for me. Tom taught me that, yeah. This is a lot more fun than what I used to do. And I set my hours, and I live my life, and I get to spend my time with my little 3-year-old girl, Samantha, and I get to do what everybody promises you can do in this industry, which is raise your kids and your income at the same time, and there's nothing more important. But the other thing that gives me great joy every day is helping to develop other leaders. And there are people here that are part of my team, people here that I love so very much because they get up every day looking to accomplish their goals, looking to reach their dreams. They're taking a chance. They're choosing their hard, and they're choosing it with us at Youngevity. And I am so indebted to everybody on our team and everybody that's helped me to get where I am so that I can help all of them to get where they want to be.
Fantastic. You know, this is my favorite part of the Rising Stars. You've gotten to this point. Now it's time, in front of a few thousand of your closest friends, to make some commitments and give us some goals that you have set that you're going to confess to everyone between now and maybe, we'll give you a little bit of time, between now and the end of this year. Tell us where Jenny Smith is going to be in Youngevity.
It is taking me this long to figure out what month it is. It's March. No, it's March. Okay, so I've got, that's a good 9 months. I really want to continue developing my skill set. I believe so strongly in personal development. Corey Gold and Tom Chenault, our upline Ted Anderson, they're the ones that teach me about personal development. So I lead a personal development call each week. And we need to up our game in that call. Those of you that are participating, we've had incredible people on it, leaders in this company. We're currently doing John Milton Fogg's book, Greatest Networkers. But we need to up our game and continue working on our personal development. Certainly, I want that green jacket. Who here doesn't want that green jacket? 9 months is pushing it. But I'm telling you that I am going to do whatever it takes to continue developing my leaders, building those legs, reaching those daily goals, because you can't just think pie in the sky. It's not just about the vision. Yes, you need to know your why, but you need to know what you're going to do tomorrow. Because they always say that today I'm going to do what others will not do so that tomorrow I can do what others cannot do. And that's the choice we make every single day, because you will never reach what you do not reach for. You will never reach what you do not reach for. So I've got some big goals, and it's all about my team and helping them reach theirs.
Fantastic. We expect that not only have you, this is just the start of your career here in Youngevity on this stage. In fact, the next event, I really expect you to completely replace this gentleman right here.
I'm not that pretty.
Jenny, this is for you, and we're going to have all the rising stars come back up here afterwards and get a picture. Once again, congratulations on being a rising star here with Youngevity. Once again, give it up for Jenny Smith, you guys. Come on.